ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて受験番号を記入してください。このテストは問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is. Repeat.
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1。問題1はナンバー1からナンバー5までの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
The way I see it, we have two options. We could go camping at the lake or head downtown.
I heard that the weather is going to be nice this weekend. I'd like to go camping, if that's okay with you.
That sounds fun to me. I'll go pack my things.
Repeat.
The way I see it, we have two options. We could go camping at the lake or head downtown.
I heard that the weather is going to be nice this weekend. I'd like to go camping, if that's okay with you.
That sounds fun to me. I'll go pack my things.
Number one. What is the couple doing? Number two.
What's wrong? You've been quiet all morning.
I'm taking Professor Johnson's statistics class, and I don't think I'll pass.The concepts are so difficult. Maybe I should just drop the class and take something else.
Everyone feels that way, but the class gets easier once you master the basic ideas.
Repeat.
Number two.
What's wrong? You've been quiet all morning.
I'm taking Professor Johnson's statistics class, and I don't think I'll pass. The concepts are so difficult.Maybe I should just drop the class and take something else.
Everyone feels that way, but the class gets easier once you master the basic ideas.
Number two. Why is the woman upset?
Number three.
Excuse me, ma'am.Did the announcement just say that the 11:50 train has been canceled?
Yes, I am sorry for the inconvenience, but there is another one soon after at 11:57 on Platform 5, over there. I think you can make it if you hurry.
I will do that.
Repeat.
Number three.
Excuse me, ma'am.Did the announcement just say that the 11:50 train has been canceled?
Yes, I am sorry for the inconvenience, but there is another one soon after at 11:57 on Platform 5, over there. I think you can make it if you hurry.
I will do that.
Number 3. What will likely happen next?
Number 4.
Is anyone home? Oh, hi.
You're back so early. What's the matter? You couldn't get a ticket?
Of course I'm back. Just look out the window. The game was called off in the middle. No one can play in this kind of wet weather.
Repeat.
Number 4.
Is anyone home? Oh, hi.
You're back so early. What's the matter? You couldn't get a ticket?
Of course I'm back. Just look out the window. The game was called off in the middle. No one can play in this kind of wet weather.
Number 4.
Why is the man home early?
Number 5.
Guess what, Mom? Tonight is the night that I'm finally going to propose to Julia.
Oh, I am so happy for you. You've been dating for 3 years now, so it's about time. And how will you do it?
Well, we're going to a fancy restaurant, and then after dessert, I'll get down on one knee and pop the question.
Repeat.
Number 5.
Guess what, Mom? Tonight is the night that I'm finally going to propose to Julia.
Oh, I am so happy for you. You've been dating for 3 years now, so it's about time. And how will you do it?
Well, we're going to a fancy restaurant, and then after dessert, I'll get down on one knee and pop the question.
Number 5. What picture best represents the man's plan?
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題2はナンバーワンとナンバーツーの長い対話について、それぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Who was that guy you were having lunch with yesterday? Is he a student at our university?
No, that was my cousin Paul.
I saw you two laughing together. You must be very close.
Actually, Paul and I lived right next to each other when we were growing up. So, in a way, he feels more like a brother than a cousin.
Is he going to take classes at our university?
He's still in his last year of high school.
Really? I thought he was our age.
He is. You see, he had some trouble in high school. He got in with a bad group of friends and eventually got into trouble with the law. So he had to repeat his last year of high school. He's really turned himself around now, though.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I wanted to show him that there's a lot to look forward to after high school.
He seems like a nice guy. It's really thoughtful of you to take care of him. In the end, family is what's really important.
Repeat.
Number 1.
Who was that guy you were having lunch with yesterday? Is he a student at our university?
No, that was my cousin Paul.
I saw you two laughing together. You must be very close.
Actually, Paul and I lived right next to each other when we were growing up. So, in a way, he feels more like a brother than a cousin.
Is he going to take classes at our university?
He's still in his last year of high school.
Really? I thought he was our age.
He is. You see, he had some trouble in high school. He got in with a bad group of friends and eventually got into trouble with the law. So he had to repeat his last year of high school. He's really turned himself around now, though.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I wanted to show him that there's a lot to look forward to after high school.
He seems like a nice guy. It's really thoughtful of you to take care of him. In the end, family is what's really important.
Number 2. I heard that you and Ron have started dating. How did you two meet?
Actually, Ron and I go way back. We went to elementary school together. But after that, his family moved overseas.
So you were out of touch that entire time?
Sort of. I'd followed him on Instagram, so I'd occasionally see photos that he posted. And once in a while, we'd comment on each other's posts. But basically, that was it.
When did you two become more than just friends?
Ron recently moved back here and started attending a community college across town. When I heard he was living so close, I thought it would be nice to get together to talk about old times. And then, after we started talking, I found that we had so much in common.
Like what?
Well, we both love to read, and we both like to spend time hanging out in bookstores and coffee shops.
I can't believe you both like that sort of thing. Bookstores are so boring.
Repeat.
Number 2. I heard that you and Ron have started dating. How did you two meet?
Actually, Ron and I go way back. We went to elementary school together. But after that, his family moved overseas.
So you were out of touch that entire time?
Sort of. I'd followed him on Instagram, so I'd occasionally see photos that he posted. And once in a while, we'd comment on each other's posts. But basically, that was it.
When did you two become more than just friends?
Ron recently moved back here and started attending a community college across town. When I heard he was living so close, I thought it would be nice to get together to talk about old times. And then, after we started talking, I found that we had so much in common.
Like what?
Well, we both love to read, and we both like to spend time hanging out in bookstores and coffee shops.
I can't believe you both like that sort of thing. Bookstores are so boring.
これで問題には終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題3。問題3はナンバーワンからナンバースリーまでの3問です。それぞれの設問について英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
When I was 15 years old, my father's dream was to buy a fishing boat so that we could work together doing commercial fishing on the west coast of the U.S. He tried to get banks to loan him money for the boat, but all of the banks refused. At first, we were disappointed, but later, we realized our good luck. Just after that, the fishing industry on the west coast collapsed due to overfishing. If the banks had given my father the loan, we would have been unable to repay the money and would have gone bankrupt in a very short time.
Repeat.
Number one.
When I was 15 years old, my father's dream was to buy a fishing boat so that we could work together doing commercial fishing on the west coast of the U.S. He tried to get banks to loan him money for the boat, but all of the banks refused. At first, we were disappointed, but later, we realized our good luck. Just after that, the fishing industry on the west coast collapsed due to overfishing. If the banks had given my father the loan, we would have been unable to repay the money and would have gone bankrupt in a very short time.
Number one. What does the speaker think was fortunate?
Number two.
There's a great debate over how children should learn ethics. Some people insist that children become moral as their school teachers and parents teach them the ethical rules of their society. Personally, I don't think this sort of learning has much effect. In the end, children learn by looking at the behavior of the people around them. If their parents and older brothers and sisters behave in a moral and upright manner, they will follow this example. Children don't listen to what we say, but they do carefully watch what we do.
Repeat.
Number two.
There's a great debate over how children should learn ethics. Some people insist that children become moral as their school teachers and parents teach them the ethical rules of their society. Personally, I don't think this sort of learning has much effect. In the end, children learn by looking at the behavior of the people around them. If their parents and older brothers and sisters behave in a moral and upright manner, they will follow this example. Children don't listen to what we say, but they do carefully watch what we do.
Number two. What does the passage suggest about the moral training of young children?
Number three.
For some jobs, such as doctor, construction worker, and chemist, there is a long history of wearing a mask for safety reasons. Not all safety masks are the same, though. Many masks, such as the ones available in stores or that we make at home, will help protect us from spreading or breathing in viruses or bacteria if they are worn correctly and are made from suitable material. In other words, the mask must cover both our mouth and nose to be effective, and it must be thick enough to block the virus or bacteria. However, most of these masks will not protect us from dangerous chemical gases or vapors. To protect from this type of danger, a mask must have a filter, and it must form a seal around the mouth and nose. This highly protective type of mask, though, is more expensive, more difficult to find, and actually impractical for daily protection against airborne viruses and bacteria.
Repeat.
Number three.
For some jobs, such as doctor, construction worker, and chemist, there is a long history of wearing a mask for safety reasons. Not all safety masks are the same, though. Many masks, such as the ones available in stores or that we make at home, will help protect us from spreading or breathing in viruses or bacteria if they are worn correctly and are made from suitable material. In other words, the mask must cover both our mouth and nose to be effective, and it must be thick enough to block the virus or bacteria. However, most of these masks will not protect us from dangerous chemical gases or vapors. To protect from this type of danger, a mask must have a filter, and it must form a seal around the mouth and nose. This highly protective type of mask, though, is more expensive, more difficult to find, and actually impractical for daily protection against airborne viruses and bacteria.
Number 3. According to the monologue, what kind of mask is most suitable for protecting against a dangerous gas?
これで問題3は終わりです。では、次のページを開いてください。問題4。問題4は長い英文の途中4箇所で、ナンバー1からナンバー4まで4つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
In many countries, when teenagers get to the age of 18 or 19, they prepare for getting their driver's license. For most young people, getting a driver's license represents the transition from being a child to being a young adult. With a driver's license, young people no longer depend on their parents to take them where they want to go. There is a special kind of freedom that a driver's license provides, and which brings a young person one step closer to independence and adulthood. Driving is, of course, fun and convenient, and it can even make a young person more popular with friends. But it is the feeling of having more control over one's life that makes getting a driver's license so significant for them.
Number 1. According to the speaker, what is the biggest advantage of getting a driver's license for young people?
Having a driver's license also means having more responsibility. There is the responsibility of paying for gas and washing the car. Most importantly, drivers are not only responsible for their own lives, but also the lives of their passengers, other drivers, and even the cyclists and pedestrians on roads and sidewalks. There are countless rules and regulations that people must obey when driving, such as following the speed limit, using turn signals, and stopping at red lights. In addition, drivers need to anticipate the moves of other drivers and cyclists. In other words, they need to see the possibility of an accident in advance, and then take precautions to prevent the accident from happening.
Number 2. According to the speaker, which of the following best describes the biggest responsibility of having a driver's license?
It may seem obvious, but one important thing drivers must know before getting their license is which side of the road people drive on in their country. While in Britain, people drive on the left side of the road, about 75% of the world drives on the right. And in these places, the driver sits in the left seat. After cars were invented, Henry Ford's popular Model T car moved the driver to the left side of the car for safety reasons, because in the United States, most driving was done on the right side of the road. Many countries, such as Canada, Italy, and Spain in the 1920s, and Eastern Europe in the 1930s, followed America's lead of driving on the right side of the road. Japan, thanks to its railway development with aid from the British, had its trains and then streetcars built on the left side, which led to the custom in Japan of driving on the left.
Number 3. According to the speaker, why do people in Japan drive on the left side of the road?
These days, with advances in artificial intelligence and driverless car technology, there is a question about whether or not a driver's license will even be needed in the future. If people only have to tell the car where they want to go, but they don't actually need to drive it or even know the driving rules, then why would they need a driver's license at all? Wouldn't a child as young as 6 or 7 or an elderly person in their 90s or above be able to safely operate a motor vehicle without a license if that meant just telling the car where they want to go? If we consider that the main cause of traffic accidents is human error, which can result from distracted driving, drunk driving, or speeding, then maybe taking away people's driver's licenses and all the responsibilities that go with them is the best thing for them. Then everyone can be safe and independent.
Number 4. What is the speaker's main point regarding driverless car technology?
Repeat.
In many countries, when teenagers get to the age of 18 or 19, they prepare for getting their driver's license. For most young people, getting a driver's license represents the transition from being a child to being a young adult. With a driver's license, young people no longer depend on their parents to take them where they want to go. There is a special kind of freedom that a driver's license provides, in which brings a young person one step closer to independence and adulthood. Driving is, of course, fun and convenient, and it can even make a young person more popular with friends. But it is the feeling of having more control over one's life that makes getting a driver's license so significant for them.
Number 1. According to the speaker, what is the biggest advantage of getting a driver's license for young people?
Having a driver's license also means having more responsibility. There is the responsibility of paying for gas and washing the car. Most importantly, drivers are not only responsible for their own lives, but also the lives of their passengers, other drivers, and even the cyclists and pedestrians on roads and sidewalks. There are countless rules and regulations that people must obey when driving, such as following the speed limit, using turn signals, and stopping at red lights. In addition, drivers need to anticipate the moves of other drivers and cyclists. In other words, they need to see the possibility of an accident in advance and then take precautions to prevent the accident from happening.
Number 2. According to the speaker, which of the following best describes the biggest responsibility of having a driver's license?
It may seem obvious, but one important thing drivers must know before getting their license is which side of the road people drive on in their country. While in Britain, people drive on the left side of the road, about 75% of the world drives on the right. And in these places, the driver sits in the left seat. After cars were invented, Henry Ford's popular Model T car moved the driver to the left side of the car for safety reasons, because in the United States, most driving was done on the right side of the road. Many countries, such as Canada, Italy, and Spain in the 1920s, and Eastern Europe in the 1930s, followed America's lead of driving on the right side of the road. Japan, thanks to its railway development with aid from the British, had its trains and then streetcars built on the left side, which led to the custom in Japan of driving on the left.
Number 3. According to the speaker, why do people in Japan drive on the left side of the road?
These days, with advances in artificial intelligence and driverless car technology, there is a question about whether or not a driver's license will even be needed in the future. If people only have to tell the car where they want to go, but they don't actually need to drive it or even know the driving rules, then why would they need a driver's license at all? Wouldn't a child as young as 6 or 7 or an elderly person in their 90s or above be able to safely operate a motor vehicle without a license if that meant just telling the car where they want to go? If we consider that the main cause of traffic accidents is human error, which can result from distracted driving, drunk driving, or speeding, then maybe taking away people's driver's licenses and all the responsibilities that go with them is the best thing for them. Then everyone can be safe and independent.
Number 4. What is the speaker's main point regarding driverless car technology?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。